It has been a heartfelt joy to meditate with you through this last round, and I hope that you will utilize the blog and its almost 2 years worth of daily meditations upon it to experience for yourself your own practice, to stay in rhythm with yourself, to also experience that when you do not stay in a meditative rhythm, that it does affect your life, your mind stream, that you will live the effects of both meditating and not meditating. And it is with that then we are motivated to keep meditation, its great gifts and benefits, forefront in our life. We smile. We take a long, slow, deep breath and feel ourselves sitting well. As we settle together, we feel ourselves composed, authentic, present, breathing in and breathing out. We feel the breath. It comes, it goes. It follows the same path all the time. And that path is center. Participate in it. Breathe consciously. Receive in, release out. Experience the velvet of the breath. Experience the lungs. The process of softening, opening, receiving, softening, opening again, releasing. the flow of the breath along its central trail undoes the mind, if we let it. At first we use the mind and its inquiry, its curiosity, to sense, to feel, to notice. But then if we really participate, we become the breath. Realize that that essentially is what we are. We are a breath within a body. That that breath is awareness itself, alive, vibrating, participating. As we realize that we are the breath, and all the breath is, it is then that awareness brightens, things get luminous, expansive, free, and we sit. In this brightness, its expansive quality, and its peace, it is very easy to recognize the contracting mind. Very easy to recognize that that limits ourselves. On the cushion as well as off the cushion, when our sense of reality contracts, constricts, we feel the constraint, the limitation of that. And meditation has now helped us recognize very quickly that this is not serving us. It is not serving the creative impulse of a moment. It's not serving patience, kindness. It actually doesn't even serve the self. We smile with it because here, as we breathe along its central channel, it comes and goes, it is easy. We realize there's no constraint to it. Breath is not contracted, nor is awareness. within the peace and the centeredness is also a vitality. And we experience ourselves no longer as dense, heavy beings of form, but we experience space, energy, vibration. This experience is easily extrapolated. We can apply it to any moment in our day, that everything and everyone is also space, presence, vibration, vitality. And this alone gives us tremendous options as to how we interact with another person, with a moment, with a set of circumstances. It puts a lot of choice in our hands and in our mind. And so we realize we can choose limitation, or we can choose liberation all through the day. Breathing and feeling the authenticity of centeredness, feeling the core of being, then we realize that choice is human and it is divine. The choice is what determines for each of us every single moment how we interact with reality. Therefore, choice is to make reality. To choose patience or impatience, to choose anger or aggression, or to choose ease, smile, allowing, accepting. to be worrisome or to let something go. To realize with the breath that we receive, and to receive is joyous. To receive is to experience the wholeness that others want to give us. And to release, to let go, to undo, to declutter, to just let be. These are our joys. And our breath tells us so. The vibrations, the ease, the vitality that we're experiencing as we sit in inner confidence, authenticity, integrity. These all say that life is choice. Each moment is choice, and we can choose limitation or liberation. Each time throughout the day that we choose liberation, we choose patience, kindness, silence, letting go, releasing, being present, instead of being distracted, impatience, anger, aggression, pettiness, judgment. Every time that we choose, no matter what the situation, no matter what the reason, that we choose liberation, then we are creating the habit of liberation for ourselves, for everyone around us. And the truth is that every time we choose limitation for ourselves, we're also choosing limitation for everyone around us. It's very easy to understand. And the excellence of it is that the experience of its truth is immediate. Liberation feels good. It's happy, creative, at peace, ease within ourselves. And it creates ease, happiness, and peace within our relationships. We engage creative solutions instead of stubbornness and authoritarianism. It's so powerful. We learn to meditate to live with awareness. And we learn to meditate to understand that as human beings, we have choice and can use that divine capacity of choice. We can choose to feel centered. Choose to feel grounded. Choose to say no to distractions, to get a handle on our desire nature, our passions. We can choose liberation instead of repeating limitation. So we smile. and we breathe light into our mind. We breathe light into our feeling nature. We breathe light into our physical body. We breathe light into our sense of self. And we realize we are light, breathing with and in the world. Love you all. Create your day.